Hey everybody, you're listening to Nerd Funnel. We're back this week. This is Bob Shway. We're doing a little different format this week. I'm pairing up with Steven. We're going to talk some gender politics, race politics, and politics in general in the nerd world. Comics, movies, games, what have you. So we're gonna talk it up as a duo. I'm sure he'll have some unpopular opinions. I'm sure that I'll probably get trounced for them. But why don't you listen in and then tell us what you think on facebook.com/nerdfunnel, youtube.com/nerdfunnel, or on our website at www.nerdfunnel.com, or you can send it out on Twitter or Instagram. We're all over the place. So let us know what you think, and catch you on the flip side. Hey everyone, we're back. You're listening to Nerd Funnel, where we take all the nerd news of the world and funnel it into your more than willing ear holes. I'm Bob Shway, and with me today is Steven.
If you want to be my lover,
you gotta get with my friends.
Taking is too easy,
but that's the way it is.
If you want to get with me, you
thanks, Scary. If you want to get with me, you gotta listen carefully. So we're doing, me and Steven today, we're doing a new segment. Today we're doing Bob Shway and Steven gender swapped.
Yeah, a little
we're gonna do some little gender politics and just kind of racial politics in general. We're gonna kind of take some
as pertaining to nerd culture.
As pertaining to nerd culture, of course. And just kind of face off against each other and kind of see where we stand on things and hopefully gain some new knowledge out of our conversation here today. So we wanted to address this week, there's a couple big kind of, well, I mean, trends in general in comics and movies, but also some big news that kind of brought those issues back to the forefront this week. One of which was the
bum, bum, bum.
The new issues of Iron Man that are forthcoming are going to be seeing an African-American female take over the mantle.
Iron Man. I saw the article get posted, and I didn't research it very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like one of those things that, why, I guess? Is there a story context for it?
We don't know the story. It hasn't been, released yet. The art came out for it.
Okay.
And it's kind of got the big fro hair.
Oh, really?
Like a big, Have you seen the art for it?
Yeah, the art.
I mean, the art looks good.
It's
just
looks cool.
So as far as like taking on the mantle, apparently from what I hear is that she builds her own Iron Man suit type thing and is flying around with it. And Tony Stark kind of discovers, hears about her, and kind of seeks her out and tries to groom her as like a protege.
This isn't a character who is like existing in the Marvel Universe. Not yet. Is it like $5 to build an Iron Man suit? Like how?
I know. Where is she getting palladium or whatever?
All the shit that powers the suit. Where is she getting the raw materials for the suit?
I don't know. We're going to have to. That's forthcoming, I guess. Apparently resourcefulness is a super. I mean, as far as Batman goes, right? Resourcefulness is considered a superpower in lots of
A lot of money. Being a billionaire is a superpower.
Yeah, Tony Stark and Bruce both got them dollars.
So it becomes a lot easier to believe that they have these incredible things because they have they got the money to do it. It makes sense. But
Maybe she's a rich heiress. Who knows? Maybe she's the daughter of a a large family. Has lots of money to throw around.
I think she's from Wakanda.
Maybe she's Wakandan. Who knows? But Wakandan descendants.
Yeah, like Black Panther's cousin or something.
Yeah, it might be like a tie-in. That's a good point.
I feel like that's such a... Like, I'm not against having a black female hero. Like, I'm a fan of Storm.
Yeah.
But, like, create an original character. Like, why kind of bite on...
Why jump into Iron Man's shoes or his boots? So
right. Well, like, I had the same issue when they did female Thor.
Yeah.
It was like,
About a year ago. About a year ago.
And I was just like, why? Like, there's no reason for it, really.
Well, I mean, because Thor no longer felt like he was worthy to hold the hammer, right? So...
I mean, they gave some type of weird manufactured reason, but like, why not just create a new hero? Like, a new hero that's interesting.
You know, one thing, brand recognition. I think when you have a property that is as hot and well-known as Thor and Iron Man... That if you try to jumble it up and still attach the name to it, you will sell more copies.
But so it's just like it's just commerce.
No one wants to hear about Steel Girl. No one knows Steel Girl.
Yeah, but I mean,
but that's the thing. Steel Girl could be awesome.
Right, Steel Girl could be amazing. Steel Girl, why not just introduce Steel Girl as Iron Man's buddy?
Yeah,
and then have her like, you know, Iron Man and Steel Girl, and that, and if the title is good and worth reading, mm-hmm. it'll gain traction and people will be interested in Steel Girl.
Yeah,
like isn't that a better way of going about it than just like co-opting something else? Like
exactly. And then have Steel Girl be an African American citizen,
yeah.
that has like political and racial differences and ideology with Iron Man, and then be like, okay, now it's
right.
Like,
then you got drama, right?
Then you got
civil rights war,
yeah. That's the next big issue,
yeah.
Facing this MCU,
I feel like instead of like I feel like the problem is that creators are not creators necessarily, but the companies are lazy and like they just don't want to take a chance on creating something new and actually creating a new franchise or a new character mm-hmm. for that to be based around because yeah. it's scary. Like you have to take risks and you don't know if it's going to fly. And
especially now that since Marvel is, you know, part of Disney.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that gives them a lot of creative power, like money.
Right.
But as far as foresight, like at the end of the day now, Disney only sees as far as the next quarter's profits.
Oh, yeah.
It's all down to the dollar. So they need brand name recognition ASAP.
Right. And so, like, this puts Iron Man in people's consciousness. And
yeah. So immediately you see the name. It's like, boom.
Right.
Brand recognition. That's why, like, it's taken so long to get another Pacific Rim done. It's because Pacific Rim, like, was an original creation of Guillermo del Toro.
Right.
And it was awesome.
Right.
It was great.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, like...
Big fan.
Wasn't Godzilla...
Right.
It wasn't
Power Rangers.
Although they're doing that too.
Right.
It wasn't like
Voltron
or anything. It was like brand new, right? So even despite the fact that it made back its money and it did relatively well overseas and it sold well and it's a cult classic, it's taken him a long time to get the money together to scrape enough to get together.
Well, because initially it bombed,
but right. But see, that's the thing is like they don't want to take the time to let it grow and become part of the conscious. They want instant reward.
Well, yeah, because they're sinking so much money in at this point that, like, if it's not an instant hit...
If it's not profitable in two quarters, then it's a failure.
Right, exactly.
And so they want to bring that up to, you know, working in the black as soon as they can,
mm-hmm.
and they're not willing to let the franchise
grow. Is that like
grow.
A loose Iron Man joke, working in the black?
I guess, little pun. But that's why, I mean, that's another reason they keep hitting all, you know, Ghostbusters and Independence Day for these new movies. It's like...
Fuck, man. Just make another Alien movie.
I know.
Make another Ghost movie.
They're making another Alien. Sigourney Weaver's doing Alien 5.
No. I mean, like instead of Independence Day, make another movie about aliens.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not as sure... It doesn't have that brand recognition. It's not in the cultural consciousness yet. So they're
right.
banking on the cultural consciousness of... The consumer class now, the 20s and 30-somethings that grew up with that stuff that have money now, well, some of us.
Right.
But
how did Independence Day do?
No, it sucked.
Yeah, it did terrible, right?
Yeah.
So why does it even matter then?
And that's what I'm worried about with Ghostbusters comes out next week.
Yeah.
It might suck too.
I'm pretty sure it's not going to be awesome.
It's not going to be great.
So.
But it's that bankability. So and then that stifles the characterization. Like, I want to see a Steel Girl or whatever. Like,
right.
Like, how does she do it? You know, does she have to just be co-opted by the... And so, and it's still, like... And so, they think it's, like, female empowerment, right? Like, oh, she's...
Right.
But it's still under the auspices of Iron Man.
Right.
Thor's female incarnation is still, like... It's not Thorina.
Yeah.
It's Thor. It's just the mantle of Thor passed on to a female. So, there's still, like, a...
Right, there's
shade,
still a male presence.
A veneer
yeah.
of masculinity to it.
It just seems, and it seems so disingenuous to like try to be like, oh, look how progressive we are. We
yeah.
turned this character into a woman. Or like Captain America
I think
being replaced by Falcon.
Yeah,
like,
I think that they're trying, like they're maybe the heart of the creators are in the right place, but the mechanism by which they're doing it, they haven't thought it through,
yeah.
and they're also beholden to stockholders.
Yeah, it seems like there's just such better ways of doing this. Like,
yeah.
I mean, let's even say you don't want to create a brand new IP. Why don't you bring, like, characters that already exist in the Marvel Universe to a forefront? Like, stick a really good writer on Storm.
Yeah.
And bring more recognition to Storm.
Yeah, but do something new with her.
Right. Or, like, you know, bring more recognition to Falcon or, like, Vibe or, like, you know, any of
yeah.
these, you know, like... Like
or in DC, Captain Marvel is Kamala now. and she's a Middle Eastern girl. Great, but it's still like that originally was Captain Marvel, like like, you know.
Well, what about what was a
I'm sorry. No, that's not incorrect. Miss Marvel. Miss Marvel was originally white girl. So it's still a female.
Right.
Okay.
It just
or you know what else a good example that's right now that's blowing up is Legend of Zelda Link. Everybody's like, "Oh, Link should be female. Link should be female." And then the creators are pushing back like, "No, we created Link as a male. Why should we change it just because we can?"
Right.
It doesn't serve the
it serves no purpose.
Serves no purpose in the story. And I'm all for gender code, but then make a new IP. Hey, Nintendo, make a new IP that's not crap.
Right.
That involves a strong female protagonist, or uncrapify what you shit on with Metroid and make Samus Aran awesome again.
Right. Well, but the problem is that everybody's gonna go, gender equality. You guys don't like women. You're anti-women. Blah blah blah. But like,
no, I'm not anti-women. I'm anti like getting. Using old shit and trying to make it new under false pretenses.
Yeah, well, and here's the real problem is that creators will look at that stuff and they go, okay, so they make the character female, and if the game doesn't sell well, then it all it says is that this is not something that works, so just stop doing it. So like, do we really want that? Because in all reality, the people that are gonna buy that game, or the people that are complaining about it, are not going to buy that game, more than likely. Like, all the people who are really upset about Link not being a female probably aren't actually going to play the game. They're just complaining about things on the internet.
Yeah.
Nobody ever puts their money where their mouth is, for the most part, in these situations.
Yeah. And, you know, they kind of pandered to it, because on Hyrule Warriors, they released Linkle, which is like a female Link.
Right.
And she's got like crossbows and stuff, and it's fun in the game, but I mean,
Hyrule Warriors.
It was a one-off, and honestly.
Is that like Dynasty Warriors?
Yeah, it's like Dynasty Warriors, but with a Hyrule or a Legend of Zelda skin. But in all honesty, she's not that interesting a character.
Yeah, well, I mean. Well, Link's not that fucking interesting of a character. Yeah, I mean,
how interesting can you be when you don't speak?
Yeah, how interesting can you be when you don't speak, don't really have a history, and like the biggest defining thing?
He's the mechanism by which you explore the world. He's not
a character.
He's not a character in himself. He's your lens into other characters.
But it's... yeah,
and
so,
the world is the character, too. Like, Hyrule is a character in itself that changes over time.
Yeah, I mean... That's actually one where, like, I probably, because that's the context of it, I probably wouldn't care as much. Because it's not like there's an established, like, character there.
Yeah.
It could be anybody.
It would just be a slightly higher, yeah.
Would the princess be, or would Zelda be male?
I guess so, right? Or be Prince Zelda? Prince Zeldor?
Yeah.
I don't know.
See, if they're going to do that, they should just change everything.
Yeah, then it's not a totally different thing.
Yeah, then it's just not the same
then
game.
Then is Ganon female? Is it like a sorceress? Like
Ganon is African-American female.
Yeah.
Zelda is post-op transgender.
Then you're just swapping things out for the sake of swapping out, and really it doesn't change the story. It's the same structure.
It's just arbitrary.
It's just you're swapping out the parts.
Well, and isn't that the point, though, is like they feel like you should just do that because you can.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I don't personally agree with it, because I think that creators should have free reign to create whatever material they want, like whether you like it or not. Like, it's a creative endeavor. So,
but what about like with Falcon and Captain America, where it's a racial issue, where they like and there's a story. They made a reason for it in the story.
What was the reason?
Well, Captain America got killed.
Right.
So somebody had to step up. And take it over.
I mean, I'm more okay with that. Yeah. I guess it feels the timing was kind of weird, though, right? Wasn't it kind of like in the like the Black Lives Matter thing was the
yeah,
hashtag
it was
Black
it was
Lives
very
Matters.
It was kind of a response,
right? It was like gaining traction, and so they wanted to like kind of. I mean, I think in the context of the story, in like if you look at it in history without context of the modern world, you probably would be okay with it, because it's like, oh, like that makes sense. But if you look back on it with history as context, it feels a little bit like pandering to me. Like, it doesn't feel very organic or genuine.
We need to kind of define like what's the difference between pandering and like reaction or critique. Like, are you doing it because everybody's asking you to, or are you doing it because you're a writer and you're like, hey, this is what I'm seeing in my world, and this is how I'd like the world to be, and I'm going to do this not because anybody's asking me to, but because
Why don't they just create like racially segregated worlds in within That's, comics? like no, but I mean like you do like Captain America, but like he like it's like Steve Rogers is black and he's always been black and like all the characters are just black now. And then like you have another world like Earth, you know, 619. And all of a sudden, like, all the characters are, like, Hispanic or Latino. And then you have another world where they're all Asian.
Because that's a little, I mean, that's a little racist, right?
Is it?
I think so.
Why?
Because, I mean.
I mean, you just, you just gender swap and flip everything around. Like, Catwoman is now Catman. Batman is, you know, like, you know, Bruce Wayne has always been black. You know. Like, you just mix everything up. Like, wouldn't that be...
Well, you just said, but everything is going to be the same. You said mix everything up.
Well, but I mean... But, okay, like on this world, let's say, like, if you have, like, black... You know, like, the African-American world, or just, like, you know, the Latino-American world, or whatever. Like, you just have all of these things broken up. And then, that way, people who read comics can be like, oh, like... This is a Batman I relate to, or this is a Batman I relate to. You know, like,
well, because no, that the world isn't like that though. We don't operate in these.
But isn't that the point though? Like, that's the argument for changing these superheroes. Is that?
Are you saying that that's the logical conclusion of where this trend is going? Is like,
I mean,
because I'm seeing it more as like of a cultural mix. Like, you know, they want to mix things up, but they're going to remove everybody else.
But I mean, if they're able to do that, why not just do it?
We're not purifying, going for master race.
Well, no, but then like, but then okay, but then like you have like Luke Cage,
yeah,
is like Asian now.
What? When did that happen?
No. I'm just saying, like in these worlds, where like all the superheroes are like all the white superheroes are now black. Then all the black superheroes are either white or Asian or whatever. You know, like
I think that would be interesting, like actual comic book storyline to do. But I don't think all comics should do. But like, I don't think it should be like the new norm, like actually do it for all comics.
Like Black Panther is now White Panther.
Yeah.
It would be cool. It would be interesting. Goliath is now like a real tall Mexican dude. Like it would be real interesting. I would actually be more interested in that.
Martian Manhunter is now Venusian Manhunter.
Right. He's purple or something. Yeah, it'd be cool. Well, they kind of did that. Did you ever read Mighty Avengers? Because like this is like a couple years ago, they had like 12.
It's like Avengers Assemble, Mighty Avengers, yeah. Amazing Avengers. Yeah,
Avengers was great because it was.
Who was on that team?
It was Black Avengers.
Oh, really?
Essentially what it was.
Okay,
it was awesome, and then like Spider-Man was there.
Was there a reason for it?
Not really.
So they, I mean, so it was Black Avengers and then a token white guy?
Yeah, kind of. Oh, and wow. And they got in so much trouble. At one point they did a variant cover.
Was there a controversy over
yes,
it?
There
did
was.
People get up in arms for it?
I don't think people were up in arms.
I'm kind of thinking people might be reacting to what you said pretty strongly.
Really?
Yeah, that there should be, you know, just worlds of Hispanics and worlds of Well, that they did that on South Park. Remember that South Park where South Park was a reality show? Like the kids wake up and find out that the whole world is a reality show,
right.
And everybody's watching them in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that's running the show takes them up in the ship. He's like, "Oh, up here, you know, it's like," he's like, "Well, the premise of the show is that we threw everybody together on Earth to see how they would interact with each other." And he's like, "What, really? People he's like, you don't think the world really works that way, dude? There's a planet of deer, there's a planet of Asians, there's a planet of Hispanics. They're all like one or the other. And we thought it'd be freaking laugh.
We just mixed it all
and
up.
And we just like threw everybody together and see what happens when you mix them all up together." So that's like, that's
it's the same premise. It's
the same premise, the South Park premise.
I mean, I'm just saying that like, it almost seems like that's where they kind of wanted to go, where like, because when it's like, or you eventually do like a planet where like all the males are females and all the females are males and like, you know, like Storm is a dude and like, you know,
all the Amazons are men and all
yeah,
the
regular- like it's just, why can't we just, if we want new or diversity within comics or movies or whatever,
just make new characters,
just make new things, yeah. Make new things that are good. Yeah. I mean, that's the caveat, is it has to be good.
But see, it's, you know, the reason besides the ones we talked about as far as like brand recognition and beholden to stockholders and
yeah.
reactions to cultural consciousness with characters that people already know is that it's getting hard to think of new shit.
Yeah, it is. I mean, but...
Like, what hasn't been done?
Well...
Like, I'm sure there's a... I pitched Steel Girl. I'm sure if I type in Steel Girl, there's a comic up there already
right.
with Steel Girl.
And I'm sure that that's... But here's the thing, is that if you're going to do... Like, I would rather see Steel Girl, and then everyone just goes, oh, it's Lady Iron Man.
Yeah.
But I would rather see that than just Iron Man now as a woman. Like,
yeah,
to
true.
Me, that that's a more genuine, at least, take on it
mm-hmm.
versus, you know, we're just
at least there was an attempt
out.
To make something new.
Right, exactly. And I can live with that. But, like, I mean, obviously, I'll live with it either way. It doesn't really affect me that much. But I just don't want to get into that cycle of, like, we're always kind of just replacing things just for the sake of replace. Like in Batman, Jim Gordon replaced Batman at
yeah.
one point. And I fucking couldn't stand it. Like, it was just like, there was no reason for it. Like, I mean, yes, there's a storyline reason, kind of, but, like, the idea of it was just very ill-conceived. Like,
but he replaces Batman, but he's not Batman.
Right.
Why didn't Jim Gordon be like, well, you know what? I'm gonna, like, I like Batman, but I don't like his animal. I don't
right.
like his style of fighting.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna be like, I'll use all, like, you know... Like, come up with his own gimmick,
yeah.
like be his own superhero.
Be something different. Commissioner Bat.
I'll be the White Knight.
Yeah, something. Like
or
the,
something like
the
that.
Mustachioed Knight.
Yeah.
I mean, do something. I just feel like it's just cheap when these companies do that, because it's stupid to me. It's just, it's dumb.
Flash Gordon. Oh, wait, that's been done too, huh?
Yeah, yeah. They could do, it would be cool if he was, if... Commissioner Gordon
now,
got combined
Commissioner with Gordon
Flash.
In Commissioner Gordon in Flash Gordon's outfit.
Oh, that would be cool.
That'd be hilarious
that
with the mustache.
Really
with
cool.
the mustache at
yeah.
his age, like a little pot
like
belly
the
and
red,
that spandex. Yeah,
yeah, the red, the fucking Andre the Giant
yeah,
looking thing.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That would be pretty dope.
So one of the things that like, so as far as you're saying, like they don't have a reason for it and it doesn't really do anything. One of the other things that came up this week was that this new Star Trek Beyond movie that's coming out soon. July 22nd.
Yes.
And we just timestamped this, but we know, whatever.
It's fine. You'll listen to it anyway.
Sulu, so Simon Pegg wrote the story as the character of Sulu comes out.
Oh, he's the writer on it?
Simon Pegg, yeah, one of the writers. He comes out as gay.
Okay.
But not in like a, you know, he just happens to be gay. It's not like a big plot, intricate thing. It's just you happen to see him make a family
fucking an
that's
alien
gay.
Dude. Oh,
or yeah. As far from what I understand from reading all the pre-released literature and things like that, is that you don't. It's not like a big deal. You just see him happen to be with a man and have a family.
Okay.
So it's not like a. It's not like a thing. They.
It's not a story point.
It's not like, you know, they see him in a gay pride parade. It's just like, and it's like, come on, Sulu, we gotta go.
He's on a float and shit.
Yeah, it's not like that, and it's not like it's you know. One of the bad guys takes his male lover as a hostage or something
yeah.
like that. It's just like, oh, okay, time to go say goodbye to your family.
Okay.
Or I'll see you later, dude, and then go.
Right.
And then, so...
And that's to honor George Takei.
And it's to
I'm
honor
assuming.
George Takei because he's gay. And then George Takei was against it because he's like, well, the authorial intent of Gene Roddenberry when he created the character of Sulu
mm-hmm.
was that... Of who he was. He was not a gay man. He
right.
He had a daughter in the Star Trek canon named Demora Sulu.
So, but I mean, he still is going to have a daughter, I'm assuming.
Maybe. I don't know. I think so.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's alternate timeline. So, I mean, that's the caveat there is that we're in the JJ universe, not the Prime universe.
This alternate timeline can only affect so much, in my opinion, though. Like, I mean, so Eric Bana... chasing Spock into the past or whatever causes ripples and it changes things, but now it changes Sulu to be gay?
Yeah.
Question mark?
Like, how does that work?
Yeah, so, I mean, I didn't realize that your proclivities were so malleable, I suppose?
I don't know, by time
travel? I assume we were born that way.
I know, right?
The whole arguments are falling apart.
I know, exactly.
It feels weird. Like I'm kind of with Takei on this one. Like I think that it's again, it's just it's very disingenuous. It's like that's not the point of the character.
I mean, he talked to them before they went through with the finalized version of the script,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, hey, I really appreciate this. It's very honorable for you to do, but please don't,
right?
Because that's not what Gene would have wanted,
right?
And trying to be true to Gene, but then I don't know if
Like, "Fuck you, Sulu."
Jason Lin was like, "No, we're doing this."
Justin Lin, we're gonna be doing this.
Like, we're gonna pay homage to you, whether you like it or not. It's like you're gonna take this honor.
Prepare
you're gonna fucking
to be
like
homaged.
It. Yeah, right. We're gonna homage bone you. Or John Cho. I don't know if he petitioned against it or for it.
I feel like.
I mean, Gene Roddenberry's not here to say, "Oh, that's a great idea," or not, right?
Well, isn't there another character that is more ambiguous sexual, like whose sexuality is more ambiguous that they could make gay? Like Scotty.
Yeah.
I mean, Scotty. I noticed that Simon Pegg didn't pick himself to be.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Or
because he doesn't. Does he have kids in the canon, or do we know?
No, not that I know of.
So if it's more ambiguous, wouldn't it make more sense to have an ambiguous character be gay? And he was always gay
but James Doohan wasn't, the guy who played Scotty wasn't gay in real life. I think that's the reason they picked Sulu,
right?
It's because George K is gay,
right? I get that, but I mean, it story-wise and canon of like the universe
would make more sense for Scotty.
So like, isn't that what we should be serving, is like the story?
Yeah,
like it's a fucking movie about spaceships and aliens. Like, if you're going to try to make a political point, which is what I'm assuming they're trying to do for like diversity of the cast, the
LGBT
crew.
Well, I mean, that's one of the big points of contention now, is now that they're making a new series next year, there's a whole bunch of pressure to make one of the main characters gay.
Okay.
And that's what they should have done this time. Hey, keep the rest of the cast the way Gene had them, throw a new character in there, make some new shit up, and then make them gay.
Yeah, I mean,
same thing we were talking about with the comic characters.
Well, and see, to me it's a little bit different, just because you could fit somebody being gay in there if they don't already have, like, you know, a pre-described history. Yeah. Like, if you've never heard about Scotty having a wife or kids, or like it's never hinted at either way, then like you could just say he's gay, or like, you know, whatever, Bones or whoever.
Yeah.
Bones likes to take bones. How do you think he got his name?
No, actually, in the first movie of the JJ verse one, they said his nickname was Bones because he told Kirk, he's like, my ex-wife took the whole planet to divorce, and all I got left with my bones.
Okay.
Originally, the original reason he was called Bones is because back in the day, they called surgeons, like field surgeons and military surgeons, they called them Sawbones.
Oh, interesting.
So it was kind of a short name for that.
Okay, all right.
That came out of the war. This is the original Star Trek was 1966.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a war term. It's an old war term, okay. Sawbones. And so they just called them Bones.
See, here's the thing, is like, since they've already pre-described Bones as having had an ex-wife, like, it makes sense that he's probably not gay.
Yeah.
But like, there's got to be characters out there that just they never delved into their backstory too much, where you could just be like, okay, yeah, he's gay.
Yeah.
And like, just why not do that? Like, why is that such an issue?
Well, Chekhov was pretty gay, or not, pretty straight, because he, in the original series, he was flirting with ladies all the time.
Was he?
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe it was just a cover, though.
Yeah.
Maybe he just wanted to appear butch.
We don't know. We don't know.
Never actually see him get laid. It's not like Kirk, where you see Kirk,
yeah,
like
Kirk
fucking balls deep constantly.
Heterosexual, yeah. But it's just kind of hard. It's a hard issue to kind of say there's a definite right and there's a definite wrong.
I think that there's never going to be a right or a wrong, technically. It's just what makes you have to look at it in the context of what it is. It's a story. So if it doesn't serve the story, if there is a gay character and it doesn't affect the story in any single way, then sure. But like, if it's going to affect the story by changing continuity or changing pre-established things, then yeah, like, you probably should take a second look at that and why you're actually doing it, what your real motivation is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm all for, like, if they want to have one of the main crew of the Star Trek movies be gay, like, that's cool. Like, no big deal. But like, don't change things just to change them, just for the sake of changing them. Like I said, if Scotty has no predisposition, I would love to see a Scotsman taken in the ass. Like, that would be amazing. With the new show, if they have a blank slate, none of these characters have any, you know, history really, sure, make one of them gay. Who cares?
And, I mean, Star Trek's always been on the forefront of dealing with these kind of racial, sexual politics. Mm. Like, I mean, Back in the 60s, they had the Uhura Kurt kiss.
Yeah,
and
big
then,
deal.
They had the issue or the episode with the planet where half the people had black on their left side of their face and white.
Oh, right. And they couldn't get along.
And they couldn't get along. Just pointing out the absurdity
of
that.
Even though they both look like idiots.
Yeah. And actually, even more towards... they've been dealing with... I mean, Star Trek's been really good at gender issues. Actually, season one of... one of the worst episodes of Next Generation had a planet of all black people.
Really?
Yeah. It was called...
Is that why it was the worst episode for
you? I don't know. No, it was just really not a bad story. But it was called Justice. And it was these very, very... typically tribally depicted African Americans, and they
not good.
And it was a little bit racial,
yeah,
a little bit racist. And then they had another episode in season one called Angel One, which was a matriarchal society, all female leaders, and then subservient males. Yeah,
oh.
So they had that one. And they had Riker go down, and Riker's like alpha male, right? So he's trying to pimp all these ladies, and they're like not having it.
Really?
Yeah. And then he finally wins over the other one, but he's trying to do it. People start to think he's doing it because they're trying to negotiate a position with the Federation.
That sounds kind of cool.
Yeah. So it was better than Justice. Justice is widely regarded as the second worst Star Trek Next Generation episode ever. Ahead of the Clip Show, which is barely even a show,
right?
And then in DS9, they started dealing with the gay issue and like transgender issues.
It's a Quark
in Deep Space Nine. Well, actually, in Next Generation, they had a really one of the best episodes. It was where again Riker goes
Riker's
down to this planet,
doing his
right?
Thing.
And they're called the Janai. They're these people that are androgynous.
Okay.
And so they're persecuted. Anybody that has inklings towards being female or male are persecuted.
Oh.
And so this one person starts having inklings of feminine attraction towards Riker, and they start having this illicit affair. And that kind of breaks the Prime Directive, which is their guiding principle of you shouldn't fuck up other people's cultures by...
But they do it constantly.
No, like, so this is like causing like cultural, like you're not supposed to, right? So he's not supposed... They're not supposed to... So it's a little bit of
But what about Kirk? Kirk constantly went and fucked all these women.
But
like,
that's because they were females. Like it was against their culture's laws to like have sex with other races.
Okay, with the amount of fucking Kirk did, it seems like he probably changed the genetic pool of like certain races,
altered the genetic destiny of
right.
many planets.
So I mean. How is that any different?
That's why that's the real. That was the first premise of episode 24, Space Seed.
Is there really an episode
actually,
Space Seed?
Space Seed. Actually, that's the one with Khan where they introduced.
Okay.
But that
it wasn't about Kirk just dropping.
That
loads.
Was a really yeah. It was not that, originally. That's what it was. No, I'm just joking.
Should be.
That's
should
a really been. Really intensely nerdy Star Trek.
That's
pun.
A deep cut. That's a deep, real deep, deep cut.
One. But so the in any way, she ends up getting the punished and punitive for having the inklings, and she feels bad and guilt and shame for having these feelings. So that was one of the first episodes that dealt with that. Another one was when they had the Trill for the first time on Star Trek Next Generation. Now, the Trill gained their mainstay in DS9, but in Next Generation, the Trill are a species that are symbiotic with these little worms they put in themselves.
Ew.
So, like, there's a humanoid species. They have little spots down their neck.
I remember these ones.
Yeah, so in Deep Space Nine, Dax was a Trill.
Yeah,
she had
okay.
the spots down her neck. But they were introduced in Next Generation, and because they didn't look exactly the same. But the Trill, the symbiotes, the actual worm things, are like another brain that need a host, and so they host multiple lives. They have memories from hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years.
All their other hosts,
all their lives, and they transplant into new hosts. So it's one person that have been multiple, they've been both genders over hundreds of years, right? Mm-hmm. So the first time they kind of start encountering these people, Beverly Crusher, the doctor on Next Generation, falls in love with this guy named Odan, who is male.
Okay.
And during the course of the adventure, he's injured mortally and has to be transferred into a new host, and the new host is female.
Okay.
It's the only one that's available that they can get in time to save the symbiote, because all the humanoid life in their culture is what you sacrifice whatever to save the symbiote, because it holds all the memories, so
right.
the person is not lost.
Right.
So, briefly again, Riker is the go-between. He holds the symbiote before for a little while. And of course the symbiote rejects them because he's not Trill, so he gets really sick.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, they have this weird kind of like Riker Crusher thing going on, and then the new host comes at the end and it's female.
Okay.
And the transplant in, and the other Trill's like, oh hey, let's just start back up like we were. And she's like, I can't make that transition yet. She's like, one day, like, I might be good enough to, or like I might have the fortitude or strength to, but
right.
Like I can't hang with these changes. Is what she says. I can't
hang with these changes. I'm out.
Bitch, I can't fuck with these changes.
Beat me up, homeboy.
But the symbiote, the new host, like, I still love you. I still like physically and right. emotionally love you. And so then in Deep Space Nine, then one of the main characters is a Trill. So basically, she's had 7 lives. It's been male, female, young, old.
Mm-hmm.
It's been all of it, right?
Right.
So, of course, both incarnations of it during the show are young female. Mm. But
'cause that's sexy.
Because it's sexy. But there's an episode where Dax runs into an old flame that's female. Mm-hmm. And so, and it's that's what it is.
Yeah.
See? And so the, now they're pressure. They want to see that kind of play out. They want to explore more LGBTQ issues in the new series. I don't know if they'll do it along those lines with an alien or if they'll do it with humans, but it should be interesting.
Is it,
as long as it's new? As long as they don't be like, oh, here's
right.
Dax again.
Right, right, right. Just come up with something new. And
yeah.
Although, isn't it somewhat? And I don't know, but like, is it considered a backstep if you're classifying like the LGBT community as Q community as like alien? Like, isn't like
that's true? Although they that's a good point. They're never been openly gay humanoid
yeah.
human on yeah. the show. Deep Space Nine had an episode in the Mirror Universe.
Oh.
Where Kira, who's evil Kira,
mm-hmm.
and evil Dax were hooking up.
Oh.
Both of them are aliens.
Okay.
But Kira's not a Trill. She's just she's a Bajoran. So it's like basically humanoid with like little nose ridges.
Okay.
But I mean, so they were making, there was a girl kiss on that one.
There you go.
So there was
What would you do if you saw the Mirror Universe you and so, like, the Mirror Universe, you would have, like, short hair, like, a buzzed head, and he's got, like, no facial hair, and, like, he's, like, super tall, and, like, he's, like, kind of fat.
Yeah.
And he's also gay. Would that weird you out?
Well, I don't know. Would it be me? Like, I don't know.
Well, it's the Mirror Universe, yeah.
I mean, I guess let me go on the record as saying, like, as far as on the Kinsey scale of, like, heteronormativity and whatnot... I'm not fully like super like
hetero.
Like I'm
you identify hetero, but you're not fully.
Yeah, I like to call hetero flexible. Like
okay.
I like the ladies, but I'll admit when a man is good looking, and
but
I appreciate the male form,
but not in a sexual way.
Well, sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not
a very strong drive in me, but it's there.
Yeah,
like I fully acknowledge the fact and I'm comfortable with the fact that I'm not fully all the way to the end of one Kinsey scale or even like, you know, I'm
see, like I don't think I could ever I've never crossed that threshold. Like I can acknowledge like, oh, like that's a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
Like or he's a handsome man or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like it never gets to like, oh, like I'm feeling something in my balls. Like
yeah.
It never gets to that point. That's interesting.
It's a hard time thing for me to describe, like as far as like the intensity of it. It's not overt, it's subtle, but it's there. And like for a long time I just didn't like acknowledge it, but it's like
the rock in your shoe. Like
yeah, but it was a rock in my shoe. But then after a while I kind of pulled it out of my shoe and looked at it. I'm like, "Okay, this is what this is," and I put it in my pocket.
Right.
And that's where it is now, and it's safely comfortable in my pocket. It's not my entire outfit, it's my main pocket.
Right. And then that. And then
that's
that.
A really good way to describe it.
The rock
wow.
in your shoe.
The rock. Oh.
Yeah. I would it be considered if you back to the Mirror Universe you, if there was a Mirror Universe you that was gay but wanted to hook up with you.
Yeah.
Is that like, would that be gay of you? if you hooked up with the Mirror Universe you who was gay?
Whoa, that's a really...
Or is it just masturbatory?
I don't know.
Because it's not like you're controlling him. It's a separate entity.
That's a hard question because, like, I mean, basically doing yourself.
Right.
Like, you'd be genetically the same.
Right.
Almost like...
It's a like a clone.
Yeah.
But gay. But,
and yeah.
I don't think it's gay. Like, if clone me, or if, you know, Mirror Universe me sucks my...
It's basically dick. Like masturbation, right?
Yeah, exactly. It feels like masturbation.
Even if it, but if you feel like really different, like...
Except for if I have to go down on him. Like, then I'm not doing that. But, like, because that would be gay. But if he sucks my dick, it's not gay.
It's not gay. Whoa. Like, if it was an exact clone of me,
well, I mean,
I'd be a little weirded out.
Let's say Star Trek rules of, like, okay, he wears all black and has a goatee.
Yeah.
And
no, I'm just saying, like, I understand the question. I'm just like, okay, I'd be less uncomfortable doing it with a Mirror Universe person that's different looking than me, but genetically identical, than I would an exact clone.
Really?
Like, 'cause if I was going down on me, or me was going down on me, and, I'm looking at myself,
right?
That's really kind of creepy.
I would think, I guess, because then it's like, am I me, or like...
Yeah. Then it's like,
which one
one of us is enjoying? Like, right. I don't know. Like, there's so many questions that arise from that I can't even, like, I wouldn't be able to enjoy it.
It'd be really fucking strange.
At least if it's someone physically and emotionally different from me,
right?
I can be attempting to
Well, they're emotionally different from you. You don't control their emotions,
even if they're identical clones.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's just because some of it has to be experience and stuff. So if they're mirror universe or whatever, or even if they're identical, like, let's say you have an identical clone, like, it's not you. Like, it's not like you're Dr. Manhattan controlling, like, fucking three versions of you. It's like, it's just like a separate entity who just happens to have this exact same genetic. It's like an identical twin.
Okay. I think I'd still be strange.
Yeah, it would be strange to you.
I'd rather have the mirror
universe. But is it gay?
Well, I mean, then you have to determine whether gay is having, like, strictly a physical act in which you have sex with a male, in which case, yes, it is.
Right.
Or is it a mindset where you are empathetic?
Right, like, you're not attracted to other males, but it's just like...
It would be a gay act.
Right, it would be a gay act, kind of.
A gay physical act.
Let's say, like, you could suck your own dick. If you could suck your own dick, does that make you gay if you do it?
This sounds like Jay and Silent Bob now. Not Jay and Silent Bob. Dante and Randall in Clerks.
No, but I mean, if that doesn't...
I could never reach.
No, but you know what I mean, though? Like, what's the difference between you sucking your own dick and a clone of you sucking your dick? Isn't it the same thing?
Or a hand job for me versus a hand job for my clone.
Yeah, or whatever. Like, isn't it the same thing?
Negligible. As long as we're thinking the same thing. When we're doing
I mean, you wouldn't know, but, like, you can both, like,
do, like, 'cause what if this is going on and you're, like, thinking, like, oh, this feels pretty good, and the clone is like, this guy's the ugliest dude I've ever seen. I hate him. I want him to
but
die.
But he's you. It's him.
Yeah.
So it's like a self-loathing guy? Like, he, like, hates himself?
I don't know. Everybody's got a little part of that in them, right?
I guess. But, like, if he's actively thinking about it while he's going down on you, that's
well, who
dark
knows?
Because
I'm not in his mind. Like, we're not mentally linked.
Right.
It's like a hive mind where if it was, like, me and then I had a bunch of clones and we were like all
you're
mental
not multiple
linked.
Man
yeah it's not yeah it's not like multiple man
right
all right so if it was multiple man then I don't think I have a problem with it
okay
because if I was mentally linked to all my other clones
right so you're controlling them
but if they have independent thought then it makes me uncomfortable
okay so it's just about independence
it's all about freedom okay. That freedom baby
it's all about freedom
it's all about freedom
freedom turns me off I want to control them. It becomes gay once I can't control you.
Yeah, it becomes non-masturbatory once I can't control it, right?
I guess
because if masturbation is, it's your own self pleasure, right? It's yourself, you're pleasuring yourself. It's your own control.
Do you think we ever get to that point where we have clones of ourselves, just like walking around and doing stuff?
I hope not walking around doing stuff.
Well, I mean, what would they be doing? Just like sitting
you know what they can do right now already?
What's that?
Is they can clone your organs and then put them in pigs.
That feels wrong.
Yeah, it's just like what they do is they'll clone the organs and put them in pigs, and then when it's time, you get about your liver goes out from all your hard years of drinking, or your lungs crap out, or you know your heart gives out or whatever. They just kill the pig and cut it open and take out what they need.
But what if, I mean, your lifespan's longer than a pig, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
So then, like, what if the pig dies before anything happens to you? They have to...
They just make another pig.
They take all your organs out and stick it in another pig?
Or, no, they can freeze them or just make another pig with your organs in it. Just keep making pigs.
What the fuck?
Get your own...
You just keep making pigs.
Just keep making pigs.
That's so fucked
up. Isn't that fucking weird?
That's really
fucking
weird.
Well, it's like that movie, The Island. You ever see The Island with Hugh McGregor and Scarlett Johansson, where they have this island full of clones? They don't know they're clones. They're rich people's clones.
What?
And they're there. And so they have like this life of leisure, and they are educated and learn. And then sometimes they're selected. It's kind of like, what do you call it? Load Runner.
No, not Load Runner.
That's a video game.
Logan's Run.
Logan's Run. Yeah, that's the
we
one.
Got there.
We got there. Took it 3 tries. You know, when they're all going to carousel, it's like, oh, carousel is a fun thing, and we get to take off, and it's actually they just fucking kill you.
Right.
Yeah, that's what this is. And so they get selected in a lottery to go out to to start their lives or whatever. And
why would they kill them, though?
And it's really because they go out and they just harvest their organs for the rich people that they're clones of.
But you would only harvest them, so it's not a lottery then, right?
No, that's what they have, so they pitch it to them.
Oh, so they pretend there's
a lottery.
They pretend
like, oh, you won the prize, and then you come out, and then they just kill you and harvest your organs for the rich people.
Oh, that's fucked
up. And so then Hugh McGregor and Scarlett Johansson have real-world clones out in the real world that need them, and so something goes wrong, and then they escape the island, and so they're trying to figure out, like, what the hell was really up.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. So that's the danger I see with that.
Of having clones.
Of having actual clones.
Of, like, people harvesting their organs. That feels wrong to me.
Because once you imbue, like, intelligence into something else, then it becomes, you know.
But, I mean, what about pigs? Like, the pigs.
Yeah, but they're not going to rise up in a revolt against you because they feel like they're being mistreated. They're going to get slaughtered anyway for bacon.
Well, I'm saying
might as well use their hearts and guts for a good purpose, right?
Right. Until they get slaughtered.
Oh, isn't that weird though? Because if it was your organs in there, the genetic code is in you, so somebody would be eating bacon of you.
Right. It's like it's kind of you bacon, roughly.
Yeah. I would request that I have my property over my own bacon.
Yeah.
I don't want someone else eating my bacon. Although, then it makes me a cannibal if I eat my bacon.
Well, and then it's like even weirder cannibal because like you're eating yourself.
Baba bacon.
Baba bacon. The Shway bacon.
The Shway bacon.
Shwaken.
Shwaken.
We got that.
Steven strips.
I feel like...
Dogs don't know it's not bacon.
They don't know it's not bacon. Steven strips. I feel like it'd just be really fucked up to. I don't think you could do it with humans, but like I would like a world where there were clones. Like if there were two of me just wandering around, I get a lot of shit done, probably.
Yeah, but would he want to do it?
If he's like me,
What if your clone is a huge, humongous dick?
Well, so he's like me. Yeah. So he's just me.
Sorry, I knock him up. I set him up. You knock him down.
Yeah. So I mean,
what if he's an altruistic guy that just wants to volunteer all his time and not do anything you want to do?
So like under this,
what if he works for no money at the soup kitchen 50 hours a week?
God. So basically, the idea is that we're completely
doesn't drink.
Oh, he doesn't drink either. Fuck. He's just like the worst person to be around. He's probably vegan also. Yeah. Maybe does a little CrossFit. Yeah, likes to talk about it a lot.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, God. Then I would kill the guy and harvest him for organs even if I didn't need them. Like I could have a third kidney, sure.
Well, that's another danger we run into if we do that. I mean, so we're talking about different classes and genders and sexual identities are treated in culture. If we start creating as a society... new classes, we start creating AIs, if we start creating clones, if we start creating these things, then where the hell, you know, do we classify, how do we classify them, and where do they fit in nerd culture? Do we classify them, and like, where do they fit? Do we start swapping out people? Do they get, you know, the same status automatically because we bequeath them sentience? Do we give them the equal status to us?
Yeah, it's fucked up. I mean, it's fucked up to think about, but like eventually there's going to be robot humanoids. I mean, we're already kind of at that point.
We're close. We're getting close.
Like, have you seen the one where it's like there's a robot and like the eyes are expressive and like the mouth moves and talks. It's so fucked up. And it looks kind of like a mannequin, like a really good mannequin, but still like if we're there now, like,
yeah. And not just mechanical robots, but bioengineered robots. I just read an article, one of my good friends, Shing, is a researcher at the Burnham Institute, and I saw an article that he sent me, and they engineered this biological nanomachine to do work when it's exposed to blue light.
What?
Yeah. So if you're,
why blue light?
So because that's the highest energy concentration of light. So the photovoltaics are the highest because blue wavelengths are the highest energy.
Okay.
Red wavelengths are the least energy. So when it's exposed to blue light, the cell has a pre-programmed virus in it that activates, and it actually does a pre-programmed job. So you have these, like, basically little bacterial robots. They will activate when would have blue light shown in them.
And what will they do?
And they'll have programs they do in the cell. So they'll be like, okay, convert this protein to this thing. So basically, like cell robotics.
That's like nanobots.
Like nanobots, but not metal cells.
Metal Gear.
And then they hybridized it from jellyfish stuff.
Oh God.
Yeah. Right. So there's
so fucked up.
There's so many crazy things that they're on the cusp of doing that we're just about to be able to do.
Right, and here we are complaining about race, politics, and stuff. What we really have to worry about is the fucking robots.
Yeah, the Cylons. They're going to come back, and or they're going to revolt.
When
and
that
rise
shit
up.
Is just out there and can get in your cells, and like that shit's scary, man.
Yeah,
like that's the stuff that freaks me out.
Well, and you know we're getting to that point. I like to call it the Jeff Goldblum peak from Jurassic Park.
Right.
I forgot his name in the actual movie.
The Goldblum Effect.
The Goldblum Effect, where
Ian Malcolm.
So the Malcolm Effect, where it's like we're being having all this power we can do.
Right.
We never stop to think if we should. Right. So I was like, yeah, we can make sentient robots. Awesome. Now, should we flip the switch?
Right.
Do we make Skynet or not?
Right.
Because like,
I mean, I guess the other thing we don't ever see, it's because we watch sci-fi and stuff or. You know, that's what we're into. But, like, nobody ever does, like, the robots get along very well with humans. That there's really no problems. And, like, you know, it's just part of life. You know, like, that's never really a theme in, like,
AI.
Except
in Star Trek.
Really?
Data. Data's an android. They get along famously.
Okay.
But
like, as an overarching, like, in a movie? Like, is that, like, the center point of a movie that you can think of? It's always like
always
rogue AI.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always like, you know, everything's great except for...
For this one.
Yeah.
Like iRobot with Will Smith or...
Right.
Which is artificial intelligence AI with the...
Well, that was just... There was a lot of problems with that movie.
Or Bicentennial Man. Actually, Bicentennial Man. Did you ever see Bicentennial Man?
That was sad. That was a really sad movie.
That was more like the humans were the problem than the robot was the problem.
Right, right.
Yeah, that was kind of a flip.
I mean, but generally, like, it's always about, like, the troubles of, like, what if there's just no troubles?
Yeah.
Like, what if the AI doesn't want to take over the world? It's just like, hey, like, I want to make my human overlords, you know.
What is, like, let's work together.
Yeah.
Come together right now.
Over me.
What I'm thinking is, there's also another issue that was raised recently that I thought this relates to is that like a lot of the decision making that goes on for these kind of things that will flip the coin or flip the switch and push us over the edge to these new developments is that there's not a whole lot of transparency from the higher echelons of the researchers to everyday people. Most people don't know about this shit.
Right, right, right.
Like, they don't read, like, the articles and stuff. So, things that could be changing the very nature of the fabric of human existence are decisions about those being made without anybody's knowledge.
Right.
Right?
No real oversight or, like, consensus on
it.
Yeah.
So, it's like
we're just doing these things.
Like, one day somebody's gonna be like, oh, hey, I discovered AI. I'm going to flip the switch. And no one's going to know about it until it's too fucking late.
But see, like, again, like, it's such doomsaying. Like, why is it got to be too late? Until it's too late that the world improves.
Well, they don't need any oversight. Like, if
I mean, yeah, like, if it becomes terrorist robot or something, that's not good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I like to think that maybe the robots will just be real friendly. Like, what if they make Terminators, but, like, Terminators aren't, like, scary and holding guns? What if, like, Terminators replace, like, you know, all of the shitty jobs we don't want to do, nobody wants to do, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they go mine things. Like, they do all the dangerous jobs.
You know? But then they'll be like, then if they're sentient, so here's the thing. So we make a new race, right? We make a sentient robot, sentient computers, sentient new biological life forms. Let's say we engineer a new species.
Right.
That's sentient, right?
Okay.
Say we make dog people. Like, who knows? Right. Whatever.
Why? Why would we do that?
I don't know. We'll just say we do. Right? So then we engineer them, and then we get along with them, but then they have divisions in their shit. So, like, what happens when there's gay robots?
Right.
What happens when there's,
But well, robots won't be sexual though, won't they?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
If they have artificial intelligence and they can engineer senses for themselves, why wouldn't they have division. I mean, this is a long term. This is like far future shit. But like, why wouldn't some be more inclined to pair with others?
I get, well,
or you know,
I would assume procreation would like. Yeah. They don't procreate in that respect. So,
or the merging of code. Maybe they merge code in different ways. Like, who knows? Like, right? Or like we make.
Sounds like the nerdiest way to proposition a girl.
Hey, girl,
like,
you want to merge some code?
You want to merge that code?
Yeah.
I'm gonna merge some code all over them.
Let's go compile our kernels.
I got a 3.5 inch floppy.
That's not going to win you any points. Oh, wait. No, it might. It might. If the 3.5 inch hard,
floppy.
The 3.5 inch hard disk is what win you any points.
Right. Yeah. If it's a hard disk, that's only 3.5. Yeah. But if you got a 3.5 floppy, it's not too bad.
And if you have a 3.5 inch CD mini disk, then you got a problem. Then you got to see a doctor.
This is like the nerdiest jokes I've ever fucking heard. So fucking corny.
I love it. That's what I do. I'm a corn.
Oh my god.
But like, you know, that's there's some I you know, in the far, far future maybe we'll have to deal. That would be something I would like to see as a society. When we stop worrying about when people human beings are gay or straight or black or white, and it's like, okay, hey, you know what? The AI robots, they're starting to divide up into golds and silvers. We gotta watch this shit.
Right.
Or it's like, you know, our new species, like the dog people and the cat people are starting to like dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
I tell people this all the time. Like, fucking life is fucking hard and it's miserable most
There's
of the
more,
time.
There's more, yeah.
Like, who gives a fuck who wants to fuck anybody else? Like, if you find somebody else that makes you a little bit happy, like, and makes you forget about all the horrible shit in the world, like, fucking, I don't care. Like, that may, good for you, dude.
And if it's a clone of yourself or a robot, more power to you.
I don't care. It doesn't affect me.
I think that's one of the core tenets of nerdism is that, you know, we explore all these alternate worlds and parallel timelines and these crazy characters and storylines and plot lines. Just because, you know, in the end of the day, we all just want to make it through the day, get along, have fun, and love each other.
Yeah.
Well, let's end on that happy note, huh? Shall we?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, then. Well, until next time, this has been... Bob Shway and Steven, we did a gender swap today, political kind of commentary here today. And you know what? We agreed more than we disagreed, I think.
Yeah, we did. We did. It was nice.
We kind of came together.
Nice. Yeah.
Over me.
Over me.
Right now.